I was asked a question from someone in a different community where apparently there is a minion, Shabbos, like a backyard minion, and they want to, I guess, provide some food for the people who go to the minion. They want to provide donuts. So they want to make an order to, let's say, a kosher Dunkin' Donuts that's open on Shabbos. So they make the order on Friday, and they tell the, I guess through Uber Eats, they want to get the donuts delivered to them so it could be fresh on Shabbos. So are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to order on Friday donuts to be delivered to you? Is that a problem of Amir Lenachri? So the Shulchan Aruch on Aruch Chaim, Siman Shin Zayin, Seif Bey, states that afil lomar lo kodem haShabbos la'asosu b'Shabbos aser, that the prohibition of Amir Lenachri of telling a non-Jew to do work for you on Shabbos applies whether you tell him to do work for you on Shabbos or whether you tell him to do work for you on Friday, whether you tell him on Friday to do work for you on Shabbos. There are different theories as to why, or different possibilities to why there is a prohibition of Amir Lenachri. One view is that it's a violation of Daber Davar, that you're saying forbidden speech. Now that would only apply if you're speaking on Shabbos, if you tell the non-Jew on Shabbos, because there you're engaged in forbidden speech on Shabbos. However, if you view the non-Jew as a shaliach, as an agent of yours, so if he's doing the work on Shabbos, even if you told him on Erev Shabbos, he's doing the work on Shabbos, so that would still be a problem. So is the delivery a problem on Shabbos? So presumably not. If the Dunkin' Donuts is, let's say, within walking distance, and the I guess owner of Dunkin' Donuts or whoever the employer of Dunkin' Donuts decides to drive it over, or the Uber Eats delivery decides to drive it to you as instead of bringing it to you, so that's his doing. That's what's called a daite denafshe. If you tell a non-Jew to do something for you, and he could do it in a permissible way, and he can do it in a way that doesn't violate a malacha, and he can do it in a way that does violate malacha, and he does it in a way that does violate malacha, that's a daita denafshe kafi. He's doing it according to his understanding, and he's doing it for his own reason. He's not doing it as your agent. You just want him to bring you the donuts. He could walk the donuts over. It might be a nice long walk, but he could walk it over. The fact that he wants to drive it over, that's from his convenient standpoint, so that should not be a problem on Shabbos. However, the issue would be that the following: if you order on Friday a dozen donuts, so based on your order, it's reasonable to assume that the bakery is making more donuts because of your order. Even if it's making a lot of donuts, and this is what Rabbi Willig told me, this is what I was discussing this issue with him, and he believes that the bakery will make more donuts based on, even if you order one donut or a half dozen donuts or a dozen donuts, that on your order on Friday, the bakery will bake more donuts on Shabbos. So in effect, even though you're telling him, I want you to deliver the donuts to me, but what's really happening is because of your speech to him, what's happening, you are in effect telling him to please bake some donuts on your behalf on Shabbos. So the driving and the delivery isn't the problem, but when presumably he's baking more donuts because of you, because of your speech, and therefore this would be Amir Lenachri, and it would be forbidden to do this even on Friday, to ask him to deliver donuts on Shabbos, because presumably he's going to bake more donuts for you on Shabbos.